Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
23 degrees in Brantford, 22 in Hamilton, 21 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. The Canadian dollar this afternoon trading for 72.35 cents U.S. The TSX today up 93 points. I'm Brian Sylvester. Three people are dead following a shooting at a Minneapolis Catholic school. Police say the shooter is among the dead after opening fire on children sitting in pews during Mass at the school. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says the shooter approached the side of the church and shot dozens of rounds through the windows, killing an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. Dozens of other people were injured inside the church. One person was airlifted to hospital this afternoon after a fall in the Beamer Memorial Conservation Area in Grimsby. Emergency responders were called to the conservation area at around 12:15 noon today to help someone who had fallen between 3 and 4 meters. The person was taken by Orange Air Ambulance to hospital. First responders did not provide the identity of the person or the extent of their injuries. Canada-U.S. Trade Minister Dominic LeBlanc is leaving Washington, D.C. with what his office describes as a sense of progress. LeBlanc's office says the minister spent around 90 minutes in a meeting with U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick talking about specific proposals and items that have been put on the table. The negotiations were set to handle the more technical aspects of Canada's trade relationship with the U.S. and will now continue between Canada's ambassador to the U.S. and the United States trade representative. LeBlanc has said Canada's counter-tariffs were a significant point of contention with the Trump administration. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he will maintain his ban on American booze despite Canada dropping some retaliatory tariffs in the ongoing trade war with the U.S. Ford says he will drop the ban on selling U.S. alcohol at the LCBO when U.S. President Donald Trump removes tariffs placed on Canadian goods or when the two countries strike a new free trade deal. While Quebec's Liquor Board was thinking about dumping banned expired American booze, Ford says there are no plans yet in Ontario to do the same. Premier Doug Ford says he is not planning on removing tolls for trucks on Highway 407. Ford made the comments with construction of Highway 413 set to begin within days north of Toronto. NDP leader Merritt Stiles says solutions that bring immediate relief to the city should be considered instead of building new projects. Stiles says Ontario drivers are stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic, with the province needing solutions now instead of decades from now when a new highway is completed. In sports baseball tonight, the Toronto Blue Jays will finish their three-game set against Minnesota at Rogers Centre. Minnesota took last night's game 7-5. The Blue Jays won the opener. Light 92 weather. Clear this evening, 10 degrees overnight. Thursday, clouding over. Some showers in the afternoon. The risk of a thunderstorm, the high 22. Periods of rain Thursday night. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud. In Brantford, it's 23 degrees, 22 in Hamilton, and 21 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.